God speaking to us. But why should we listen? Well, there's somewhere else in our text, in verse 15. It says, the Holy Scriptures are able to make you wise for salvation. The Holy Scriptures are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ. Scripture, God's Bible, tells of the whole story of the world. It's history, it's his story. It starts right at the beginning of creation. God made the world and it was good. He made everything in it and it was good. He made people and it was very good. And it tells the story of how people turned away from God. How we all turn away from God. There's a word we use sometimes in church, sin. We sometimes think of it, thinking of the three letters in it, saying, shove off God, I'm in charge, and no to your commands. We often think of sin as breaking the commands. But actually, sin has at its heart as saying, shove off God. I'm going to rule my life. I'm going to make my decisions. I'm going to decide what I am living for and what is right and wrong. We turn away from God. And again in the Bible, God shows his people, you're turning away from me, you're in trouble, you need help. You need a saviour. You cannot sort yourselves out. And actually, I think we know that for ourselves in our own lives. However hard we try, we make a mess. And we certainly see it in the world, a mess. People turned away from God and hurting each other. Then Jesus came as a perfectly good human, as well as a son of God. He lived that perfect life. And he died a criminal's death. A sinner's death. Though he didn't deserve to. And he did this so he could offer a swap. He said, I will take your place. I will take on me on the cross all the consequences of you turning away from God. All the consequences and results of people living their own lives. And you can take my place. To be sons and daughters of God. That's the great good news at the centre of what Christians believe. It's revealed all the way through the scriptures, the promise of the one that we needed, and the arrival of the one we needed. But actually it doesn't even stop there. It goes on into the future. And there's great promises of that God will keep us forever if we turn and trust in Jesus. Scripture is God breathed, God speaking to us, and primarily he's revealing himself and his plan for salvation. Scripture can make us wise for salvation. But sometimes it's difficult to listen in to God's voice because there's lots of other things going on. So we've got a little game to show this. I need a volunteer. So is someone willing to be blindfolded and try and find something? Are you up for it, Elizabeth? Excellent. So I will blindfold you. This is the game where I blindfold you and hide something. Too much hair. You're blind. So I'm going to hide a specially borrowed pink owl somewhere in this room. It could be anywhere. It could be anywhere at all. You've got no idea as I wander all around. But everyone else has spotted or will spot where I've hidden it. So they are going to be in a position to be able to help you find it. And this is a game where if you see her going in the right direction, we shout hotter, hotter. And if we see her going in the wrong direction, we shout colder, colder. Do we all know this game? So as you move around, we'll go hotter if you're getting nearer and colder if you're getting further away. Okay? Because all of these people, they are here to help you. So you move around and we'll start telling you. Go for it. Oh, that's hotter. That's quite hotter. So you're going to, Elizabeth, you're going to need to choose a side to aim at now. It's all right, because we'll tell you, you just need to move. Colder, hotter, but not totally hot yet. So hot, burning, danger. Brilliant. Okay, I need another volunteer. Are you happy to do this? Okay. How are you feeling robust today? Because I'm going to add something to this game. You always should wait till I tell you before you volunteer. Okay, so I'm going to hide the thing again. Could be anywhere in the room. Same thing as last time, remember, Sophia? So it could be anywhere. I wonder where it'll be this time. It's going to be very difficult, very hard. It could be anywhere at all. But this side are going to tell you, hotter when you get nearer and colder when you are going farther away. And this side are going to just shout hotter and colder at random to make it harder for you. Is that all right? So you need to be careful to listen to this side and not that side. Okay, so go. Start moving around. Very good. I'll tell them all off afterwards. It's fine. Excellent. Thank you very much. That was very good. That was just a sort of simple illustration of actually what life is like, isn't it? We get voices from the media and from the world around us and from friends and family telling us all sorts of different things and all sorts of different priorities. How are we going to hear God's voice? Well, we need to get into God's words and get to know God more. And as we get to know God more, we'll recognise when it's Him speaking and not all these other voices that are trying to lead us astray. Scripture is God-breathed and it makes us wise for salvation. So we need to be really careful to listen for God's. In our next song, You're the Word of God the Father, it picks up Jesus, who has one title, which is the Word. So if you come at Christmas, you get the John 1 reading, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus called the Word because He reveals something of God. And in this song, we praise Jesus for revealing God's character. So please stand as the musicians start.